On Saturday mornings, while many teens are fast asleep, a girls' rowing team in Queens, New York, is hard at work. From long, narrow boats, they pull oars through murky water in synchronized pairs. For these girls, rowing isn't just a pastime. It's a way for them to get to college. Ayla Ben-Yehuda has their story.
The chilly morning doesn't deter the Row New York girls' crew team from getting ready for its next regatta. As they propel their 8-person boat across Meadow Lake, the girls' faces are locked in concentration. But they're not the faces you'd normally see rowing. The Latino, Asian, Black, and White public high school girls from working-class families are changing what has historically been a sport of white suburban prep schools. High school senior Kat Sayona recalls how the team stood out at one race.
There was about 1,000 people there, maybe 1,500. We counted 3 Black people, and 2 of them were ours. And it was, like, weird. It was very strange, but then we show them what we have, and it's great.
The girls hope it will be great enough to get them into college.
Consistency and focus. Some of you are very good at...
Row New York coaches like Previn Chandaratna provide SAT prep and help with applications, as well as pointers on rowing technique. They also take the girls on college visits, where they meet rowing coaches and talk about recruitment. Rower Agnes Cavaz says crew will strongly influence her choice of college.
Rowing is just a way for me to get a chance at better schools, because if I'm better at rowing, then the schools will obviously want you, you know. So I increase my standards a little bit with schools because I'm hoping that rowing will get me in once I have a year under my belt in the sport.
In the 1990s, more and more colleges began adding women's varsity crew to comply with Title IX, the federal law that bans sexual discrimination in schools. Under NCAA rules, universities that give out the highest number of football scholarships to men can provide up to 20 full rides to women rowers. That's more than in any other women's sport. The goal is to achieve overall parity in men's and women's athletic scholarships. Lamar Daniel is a former Title IX investigator for the Education Department. He says high school programs have sprung up in response to college recruiters' interest in women's rowing.
The return they want in that investment is success. And so the college coaches are then going to some of these high school programs to bring in these experienced rowers.
Row New York had such a positive impact on Kat Sayona that she brought a friend to a tryout. But the girl's boyfriend thought the team would be too time-consuming. Just recently, Sayona learned that her friend stabbed another girl to death in a fight over that same boy.
And, like, it gets me really mad because, like, I'm really happy and I'm glad I have something like this that changed my life. Like, I don't know where I'd be without it. And I really wish she had come and joined, because I know if she did, it'd be different. But she killed somebody.
Sayona and her teammates say rowing gives them confidence and discipline.
Now, see Zal's blade? It's nice and square. Everybody make sure your blade is... Yes, good, Brittany.
Amanda Krause tries to instill those principles every time she steps into the boat with the team. Krause is a former captain of the University of Massachusetts women's crew. She started Row New York 2 years ago.
I truly believe that the lessons learned in rowing translate to other aspects of their lives in terms of responsibility and teamwork and hard work and sticking with something even when it is challenging.
So far, the effort is paying off. Not only do the girls have a better shot at college, but in their first year as a team, they came in 5th out of 10 boats in the Northeast Regional Championships. For NPR News, this is Ayla Ben-Yehuda in New York.